Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
And where did you have this idea of, yo, I'm going vending machine with it?
So back when I used to play ball, which we just was talking about a little bit before the show started, you know, we had practice every Sunday. You know, it was more than every Sunday, but with this particular team, we had practice every Sunday in the recreation center. Recreation center had a Gatorade machine in it. So it was a lady who would come service the machine every Sunday. So every week I would be sitting there when she came and serviced the machine this time. And I definitely wasn't waiting for her or anything like that. I just would happen to be there every time. She'll come in and then she'll take the money out and then, you know, put new Gatorades in there. And I would always see her like take the money out. I'm like, man, that's a nice little wad of money. Like, so in the back of my mind, I would think, and it's probably like 16, 17. I was like, man, I want to get me a machine. But then, you know, I never really did anything with it and it didn't really come back up until I got older. And now I'm seeing, man, working ain't really getting me to where I need to be. Sure. And I'm trying to, you know, invest my way out of that situation. And I don't have the means to do the real estate thing, but I do have the means to do the machine thing.
So. Gotcha. So, yeah. So your ultimate goal was like, let me get into real estate.
Uh-huh.
Are you in real estate now?
I'm in real estate now. Yeah.
Gotcha. 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 So your ultimate goal is like, let me save some money for real estate. I just got this idea. I remember the lady had the Gatorade joint. She had a couple dollars. So I'm down.
Right, right. And where I kind of spoke into existence, man, because I was telling everybody, I'm about to get some machines. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And, you know, and it just happened over time. It didn't happen as fast as I wanted it to happen, but it definitely happened over time.
They have routes that you can buy, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just, like, they're already existing machines and you just buy the route from somebody.
Right.
Did you ever consider that?
I brought out two or three routes at this point.
Oh, so you actually bought a couple routes?
Yeah, even with the candy machines. That's how I grew that fast. So, I mean, I've done that with the candy machines two or three times too. So I started off with four of those and then I brought out a route and then I got a couple of my own and then I brought out another route.
How many was in the first route that you bought?
Probably like seven.
So somebody has seven machines and they was like, yo, I'm gonna sell you all of them. What are the questions that you need to ask before you buy a route?
For me personally, I go off a few different things. So I'm gonna test them to see how I believe if they're business savvy or not. If they don't have like a P&L, they don't have like a profit and loss statement, any of that, then I'm like, I don't know if I can really believe like, you know, what you're telling me. So what I have to do is at that point, I have to look at the machines themselves. I have to look at the locations themselves. And I'm basing my offer, like, because you could put it for sale for whatever you want to put it for. I'm basing my offer off of the value of the machines and what I believe the locations would do in terms of sales. But gotcha. The bottom line, like, is the value of the machines, because I know if it doesn't go well, that's going to be my exit strategy. I can move the machine or I can sell the machine.
I see. Okay, so the actual machines itself have a particular value. So it's like real estate. Like, it's not about the neighborhood. If the machine is worth enough, you can just take the machine and take it to another neighborhood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
So what are you looking for in a machine?
I mean, it just really depends on the value of that particular machine. So it's not necessarily I'm looking for anything particular if I'm looking at purchasing a machine. Mm-hmm. Only time I'm looking for something particular when I'm purchasing a machine is when I'm basing it off of what a location needs. Mm-hmm. So let's say I find that account or whatever and it's a good account and it's a modern account. You know, you want to have a machine that fits that environment. You want to have a card reader on there. You want it to be nice and clean, like you wanted to look right in that environment. So that's the only time I'm really more so analyzing what the machine has in terms of features and how it looks and that type of thing. But if I'm buying a route out, I'm more so want to look and say, okay, this machine is worth $1,000. So and this one is worth $2,000. This one is worth $500 or something like that. And then I'm going to make them that offer based off of what I think the machines are worth.
Gotcha. So I do ask a lot of personal questions.
That's fine. Okay,
so the first route, how much did you buy it for? And what was the, like, just tell me about the whole deal, the first one.
So the first route I brought out, it was so, I had a few mentors coming into the vending.
I'm about to do some calculations.
Go ahead.
Because I'm really interested in, it just seems like automated money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to be the right account, though. It got to be the right account. So every location ain't a good location.
Yeah, gotcha.
But the the first route I brought up, so I had three mentors going into it. So I was lucky enough to find three people that was really like pretty much telling me, yo, do this, do that, do the third.
Gotcha.
Two of them were older. Like really, like one guy was like really old. His father actually started the business. I never met his dad. His dad like retired and moved to Florida. He was still running the business, but he was like, he had to be up in his 60s maybe, close to 70, I would say. But he was about to retire. So he's like, well, I'm about to go retire with my dad and move to Florida too. Like, so after I would say about a year of him, you know, me meeting, you know, and getting to know him, he was getting in that phase where he was like, okay, well, I'm about to, you know, fall back. I'm selling the business. So at that point, he let me buy a piece of his route. So a piece of his, basically a piece of his company that he already had established. I think he sold the whole thing for like, I don't know, it was like over $1 million or something. But he let me buy this, a small piece. So I brought seven accounts from him. And that's the first time I got into university because he had Penn, which was one of our universities in Philly. So that was my first time getting into school. Like in an actual big school.
Dawn, how many vending machines he had?
Can't tell you, man. A couple hundred. My other mentor probably has a few hundred too. He did, I think last year, before COVID, he did like over 2 million.
Over 2 million on vending machines?
Yeah, but they have like hundreds of machines. Like it's crazy.
Okay, so I want to know how to manage it. I got more questions. Mm-hmm. So why did he section off these seven and sell you the seven? And how much did you buy them for?
I asked him. So I
was like, let me just get a couple of them.
Yeah, like you first iron, you know, let me buy some of that. But I think he sold them. He didn't sell them to me for a lot. It was actually only around like maybe, I think it was like 8,000 or 9,000.
Yeah.
Something like that. But the value of it was way higher. Like,
yeah, so he must be just looking out for you then.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what it was.
Because he's selling them to you for almost a little over 1,000 a machine, right? Not even considering.
Not even counting with the actual, because usually people will calculate the price.
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, Boothang for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you know right now yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code Big Deal. That triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th. In Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code BIGDEAL.
Profits or how much the machine's making to it and different things like that. He didn't really do none of that. He just said, just give me this and you could take that.
Dang.
So that's how I came up a little bit off of that. Because before that, I probably had, that pushed me over the point to where I had like, you know, around like 15 or something like that. So I felt comfortable falling back away from like working and things like that.
Give me a route that you, give me like a more normal situation. Because right now, it just seems like old buddy just had bread. And like, here, young black kid, you want to, you know what I mean? Let me give you a start or whatever, right? Uh-huh. But give me a deal where it was like a deal. Like, I mean, not a deal, but like you had to negotiate the price of the machine plus the value.
So the most recent one, it was a lady, I found her on Craigslist. So I went to Craigslist. So and I do this like every once so often. I just go in there and search vending machines, you know, because sometimes people be selling, they'll sell routes on there, or they'll sell locations or something.
On what, on Craigslist?
Mm-hmm. So
I found
a lady selling a route. She was selling it for 20-something thousand.
So think she's like, selling the route for Craigslist. Yeah, on Craigslist, selling the route for 20,000.
It was 20-something. It was like just over 20,000.
I'm actually going to Craigslist.
And then she had... I want to say it was, it might have been 5 or 6. I don't really remember the total number. But I know I ended up paying $15,000 for it. And the way I did it was I did the same thing. I went, negotiated. But she actually had a profit and loss statement. She had software on all the machines. And that lets you see like what the sales were and everything. So I could tell exactly how much the route was making. Her route was making $30,000 a year.
And how many machines?
So I know her price was really like kind of justified.
How many machines?
I want to say she had around 6, something like that. It's around 6 machines.
6 machines that was making $30,000 a year, which is $5,000 a year or $400-something
you mean
a month?
Month?
Yeah, $5,000 a month. No. If they're making $30,000 a year, 6 machines only yields $5,000 for the whole year. Because you have how many machines? 6 machines. And they all do $5,000 a year. That's $30,000 a year.
Say that again.
You're saying each machine did $30,000?
No, not each machine. All together.
Right.
The route did $30,000.
Right. So if we got 6 machines, and these 6 machines are doing $30,000 a year, that means each machine is averaging $5,000 a year.
Oh, a year. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying a month. That kind of threw me off.
Oh yeah. So they all do about $400 a month.
Something like that.
Is that profit?
No, that's not profit. That was gross. That was gross. But one thing I like, you know, when people are selling routes is you can always, I've always found room for improvement, you know? So even sometimes, so I almost brought a route out again, like after that. Well, I'll get back to that story in a second. But, you know, sometimes like what I learned when I was doing the candy machines is how to find some of these people who would be willing to sell the routes, even without going online. If I go up to a candy machine or I go up to a vending machine and it looks like it's distressed, like it, which means it looks dirty, like it doesn't look like it's being maintained well, but it's in a good location, I'm like, okay, I'm going to call this person and see if they want to sell this because it looks like they're not keeping up with it or they don't want to keep up with it. Maybe something is going on the back end, you know, they can't manage it anymore, you know, especially if it's in a good location. So with her situation, I felt like her machines were doing good numbers. It was doing solid because I like it for it to be right there at that 500 mark, which most of her machines were doing 500 or more. But some of her products, I felt like if I tweaked them, I could increase those sales.
So she didn't know what she was doing.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't hard. Her stuff was definitely clean, but I just felt like she wasn't tapping into each demographic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sure, like she more so just had it one sheet of products and then just put that everywhere. Whereas though I tweak mine depending on what type of environment that is.
Gotcha. So it seems like a good purchase price for a route is based on a year's worth of sales, maybe?
You want to look at the year's worth of sales and then look at the value of the machines.
Right. So I'm saying like if a route is doing 30,000, paying 30,000 for the route is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad. Definitely. Yeah, so 25 wasn't bad, but you know.
Which means my man sold his joint for $1 million. His route was probably doing $1 million.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know he did less than the other guy, which I said did the two. His company was smaller than his, but I know it wasn't like that far off. He was definitely over $1 million. Yeah, he's definitely going over $1 million.
Okay, but, yeah, there's nothing on Craigslist.
Where you search? You search Georgia or something?
Yeah, I searched Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay. I'm surprised. Y'all be hot over here with the
vending
machines. Yeah.
Maybe that's why nobody's selling any routes.
Maybe.
Where else can I go to see some routes? Because I want to see some prices of routes.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right. TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.